I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And what else do we like? I think we like
spooky
for yourself. If you don't do it, you're wrong.
And you will feel it.
We can't tell you what you do for self-care, but we know if you're not doing it, you're wrong.
Yeah.
We have not recorded in a while, so.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been like a month. Not because, like, we've hung out. We just haven't recorded.
Yeah, well, we were kind of, like, ahead.
Yeah, we are not now. We are very much behind, and we are going to have to record weekly. So what did you do this month for self-care?
Well, it was my birthday.
What?
Yeah.
So we still need to do something for your birthday.
I'm 34 now. So my self-care was hanging out with my besties. We did a yoga in the morning. And then we went to a farmer's market, and then we had crepes and mimosas, and it was just, like, the perfect day. And you know what song I thought of?
What?
Do you remember that song from Legally Blonde? It's like, perfect day, nothing standing
by Hoku?
My way. Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard
that
of
was,
that.
Was, like, in my head all day, and I was like, this is such a good day.
Didn't we come over for drinks, and I ran into your glass door?
With you my face. Did. Yeah. She ran directly into the glass door with her face. It's pretty funny.
I bring it up. So it was it's like, not as. Here's the deal. If I make peace with it, then it's not as fun to make fun of me for it if I'm like the one that brings it up.
I mean.
You can't make fun of somebody who's already making fun of themselves.
Or you're just being a good sport about it and it's still just as funny.
I think it's hilarious. It was really, I was like, I wasn't even embarrassed when it happened. I was like,
dude, I forgot about it. And then Steven was like, remember when Kim ran into our door? And I was like, oh my God, that was so funny.
If you let it die, then like everyone thinks, no, it's, I even like at the time was like, wow, I just did that. That's fine. That's funny.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh.
So, I mean, obviously that wasn't your self-care. What did you do for yourself?
Well, let me tell you how my last month has been. I lost my shitty job and then I got a new job and everything's going fine. But I went to, this is the only thing that is ever going to outshine the killers.
Oh,
mark my words.
Right.
I went to see Steve Martin and Martin Short. Thank you for watching the dogs. And it was amazing in every single way. It was, I teared up when Steve Martin came out because like, I'm dramatic, one. And two, like, it was just like, is this happening? I'm breathing the same air.
This is the best day of my life.
Well, my favorite part of that concert, I still have,
peeling?
Well, I'm peeling, yes. Oh, a scratch. Like, I have a scratch from that concert because, it was mostly 60-year-olds and I biffed it when I was trying to, like, beat 60-year-olds for a seat. We got great seating. But my favorite part of it was, like, I saw some guy walking around with a wine bucket. I'm like, what a nerd. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I see Keith walking with the same
fucking
wine
nerd.
Bucket, and I'm like,
oh, wait, it's a thing.
Oh, it's cheaper that way. Okay. So, it was amazing. We even brought a charcuterie, like, platter.
Wait,
not knowing we were going to have wine.
Remind me where this place was again?
It was at the Gerald R. Ford, if I said that wrong, I don't care, theater in Vail.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't, like, the...
But I thought it was outdoors, and not...
It is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it was an amphitheater.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I should have said that. So, the Red Rock show was, like, a few hundred dollars, and this one was, like, $80 a person.
And also, you get to go to Vail.
Yeah.
Make a whole weekend trip out of it.
I mean, I made it a night trip. It's fine.
But still, you can't, like, make it a day trip. You have to at least spend the night if you go to Vail.
So, it was...
Just for how far you
yeah.
are traveling.
It was amazing. It was... great in every way. Even if they just stood there and we cheered the whole time, it would have been fine.
To Red Rocks, you know what Red Rocks is like.
Yeah. So, and it was so much
cool to go to a new venue.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was one of the greatest moments of my life. You're not supposed to film it. I did.
Greatest moments of my life.
Well, I got a signed picture of Steve Martin for my brother, and I like hard cried about that. And everyone was like, oh, I didn't think of it. It was like, you're not as strange as my brother who gets it. Like, Mark gets it.
Yeah, I could see Mark being like a good gift giver.
Yeah, he was just like, he saw it. He was like, oh. And everyone's like, your favorite actor, Steve Martin. I was like, none of you motherfuckers listen to me. Because I've mentioned this more than once.
You're like, I talk a lot and I talk still don't know.
A lot. Well, my dad still is like, isn't your favorite band Train? So he never
Train?
Listens.
Train?
I like,
don't get me wrong, Train is okay. They're fine.
He thinks that's my favorite band.
Why would he think that?
Everyone knows, except for my dad, that my favorite band is Killers.
How did he get Train from Killers?
No, we don't know. Okay. Keith was
He's just making shit up.
Yeah, my dad plays by his own rules. He's retired. Just congratulations, Jack. But he's playing his own rules right now, so yeah. That was my self-care. It was amazing. And, I don't think anything's ever going to top it. Maybe marriage.
Well, you got to have a life to live.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. That was
maybe
really,
like a child or.
It was really funny. Even Keith was like, holy shit, this is really funny.
I would expect
they were just
less.
Making fun of each other the whole time.
They've got good like banter. I would.
Yeah.
Think.
It was incredible.
I feel like they've got good like chemistry.
I think we need to watch only Murders in the Building. Word.
I started watching it a while ago, and I was like, this is good. I don't know why I stopped, honestly.
I don't know
either. There was probably, like, some other show that I was like, finally, my show came out, you know?
What
like,
we do in the Shadow season, blah, blah, mm-hmm. finally. Yeah. No, we need to watch it, because it's literally about starting a podcast, and it's got Steve Martin in it, and Selena Gomez, and Martin Short, who I love, all of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they're all amazing.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, what are you going to tell me about?
So, I'm going to talk about the disappearance of Brian Schaefer.
I'm excited.
Okay, I was waiting for you to be like, I did that. And I was going,
No. I'm excited about this
Well,
one.
Pick something
Dude,
else.
This one drives me crazy.
It's because you're like, oh.
You're like, what?
Oh, yeah, this happened. No, that couldn't happen.
Right.
There's so many different. So I didn't take a lot of notes. I have been researching the shit out of this. So I just took a few notes, but like.
It's all there.
It's okay. All up here. So if I jump around a little bit, I'm sorry. I've had rosé. So our sources are going to be in our show notes, as they usually always are. So Brian Randall Schaefer was born February 25th, 1979, which I think that makes him a Pisces.
Yeah, I think so too.
Aspen's a Pisces. She's a water sign too.
Pisces are good. We love a Pisces.
Yeah, we do. We do. So he was a medical student at the Ohio State University College of Medicine, and that was located in Columbus, Ohio. And he was very good. Like, he was always in the top 10 of his class.
Oh, like super smart?
Yes.
Okay.
So the time of this was right after midterms had happened.
Okay.
Him and his friend Clint, who was formerly his roommate, decided that they were going to go out and celebrate. His
As
girlfriend,
you should.
Yes, absolutely. His girlfriend Alexis was in another part of Ohio visiting her family.
Okay.
And he had invited his brother Derek and Derek's girlfriend or fiance, I'm not really sure like how far they were in that relationship.
Lover.
Yeah. So he invited them out, but they couldn't go.
Okay.
And so they started out at about 10, somewhere in that vicinity. Oh, and they started the night off at
a
bar.
Remember, like, starting at 10?
Have you ever gotten to bed at 10 p.m. and like on a Saturday and you're like LOL, that's when I used to go to bars.
I went to bed at 5 yesterday. Like, yeah. That's embarrassing, but
no,
and then
that's
I woke
not embarrassing.
Up, and then I woke up at 10.
Look at me with the jealousy.
And then I came back to bed at like 10:30.
I've done that before,
great.
Where you go to bed at 5 and then you're kind of hungry or something. You
yeah,
wake up, you
take
do
a little
stuff,
snacky,
and then you have to do the snack. If you don't, you're fucking up.
Okay, but, sorry.
And no,
so
you're
they
fine.
Started at 10
because I think of that every time I hear that. I'm like, LOL. That's
like,
when
oh
I go
God.
To bed sometimes.
Could you fucking imagine,
guys? Welcome to your 30s.
Right.
You don't care about going out as much.
We're not in our 20s anymore.
No, thank you.
That's for damn sure.
Thank God. So they started the night off. Clint and Brian started the night off at a bar called the Ugly Tuna Saluna, which I kind of love that name. I love that. I know.
Tuna Saluna.
Amazing. So they were drinking, having fun, whatever. And him and, I don't know, that was his former roommate. And they decided to go to Brothers Bar and Grill, which is a chain.
Okay, yeah.
And they met their friend Meredith. And all these people were like at school together. So they were really good friends. They were having a fun night. They just finished midterms. That's when you go rage. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bar in relation to the Ugly Tuna Saluna was a mile. So they get there.
Like, you're not even like walking that far.
Yeah. But I mean, like when you're drunk, chance to sober up a little bit
too. Yeah. So you can have more drinks.
Exactly. Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
So they hang out at Brothers. They have a lot of fun. Okay. And then Meredith is like, yeah, let's go to the Ugly Tuna Saluna. So she decides to drive them.
Okay.
So.
This is so college.
I know, right? So essentially, the night they go back, and it's not, I don't really know the timeline, but just know it's like when you're going out.
Sure.
So they go back to the Ugly Tuna Saluna, and they see on the CC cameras, they see Brian, Clint, and Meredith go in.
Right.
And they're having a fun time.
Yes.
At one point, they see Brian go out, and he talks to these two girls, which were friends of Clint's. So it wasn't like two random girls. So they're like
mutual friends.
Yeah. And he talks to them for like 2 minutes. He goes back to the bar. That's the last time he's seen.
Dude, this story drives me crazy.
Yes. So he's back in the bar and he's hanging out with Clint and Meredith. And he's like, I want to talk to the like band members. Like they had a live band playing.
Okay.
Does classic that not sound like guy. Eric?
Yeah. He's like, can you guys play Freebird?
I love Freebird.
Freebird! It's my favorite song.
So this was during the time of March 31st into April 1st. So it was like 2 months. So at the end of the night, he's like, I'm going to go find the band. I'm going to go talk to them. And they were like, okay, whatever. You know, very like
I'm going to go get their autographs. They're like, it's a literal local band. Like, they're not famous.
They're known for
nothing. They're so good though.
It's my dad's friend. He works in IT at a company. So anyway, so he's like, I'm going to go talk to the band. And they were like, okay. And they figured they would probably go back to like his place or whatever, because he lived, like his apartment was pretty close to downtown, like enough that they could walk.
Okay.
So the end of the night, the lights come on and they're like, where the fuck did Brian go?
Fucking Brian.
Brian. And they couldn't find him. So they think, like most college kids would, they called him a few times. He didn't answer, but they're like he probably went home. He went
passed out.
Yeah, he went home. He passed out, whatever. So they're like, okay, that's fine. So they go home. They end their night. The next day, and he had talked to Alexis, his girlfriend, sometime during the night, like, you know, called her. And the next day, no one had heard from Brian. And the next day, he was supposed to go to his dad's house to help him clean up. Oh, like, shit. They were doing some cleaning.
Okay.
And he didn't show up. And his dad's like, you know what? He finished midterms. He probably let passed out. I'm not worried about it. His dad wasn't worried about it. But then Alexis called his dad like, hey, I haven't heard from Brian. I'm a little bit worried.
Uh-oh.
And his dad was like, okay, that's kind of weird. And this is April 1st. And she was like, you know, I'm just kind of concerned. So his dad was like, you know what? I feel like he would communicate with me. Maybe he didn't. But
and this is cell phone times?
Yes. And this is 2006. Sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry. This was, yes, this was 2006. Sorry. I did not preface the year with this. So we had cell phones.
But like we weren't getting a cell phone.
Yeah. We weren't attached to them like we are now. Like, right. I'm not like, oh God, I can't find my cell phone. I'm like, I can't find my cell phone. Sucks to suck, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
So Alexis is back in town and she's like hanging out at his apartment waiting for him to come. He never shows.
Oh my God.
And at this point, his dad does a missing persons because they haven't heard from him. That's not really him.
Yeah.
And since like, Alexis has waited there, they were kind of getting concerned.
Yeah.
And, you know, they decided to file a missing persons report and they said you had to wait 48 hours. So like,
48?
You know, okay. Right? Yeah.
These fucking people.
So they're like, okay, we have to wait 48 hours. And they did, and they filed a report, and the police actually took it pretty seriously.
Good.
Because at this point, it wasn't just a drunk guy passed out on his friend's couch, which I can understand to a certain extent. They're like, he was drunk. But when,
after 24 hours, it's kind of like you come to, and yeah, you're like, exactly. Ugh.
And especially if it's not something they usually do.
Yeah.
So they relied heavily on the CCTV, like, things footage that they saw.
Okay.
So... and they watch these meticulously. Right. So very clear on the monitor, they see him go in with Meredith and Clint.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, clearly he's at the bar. They never see him leave.
Like, where did he go?
So what they first were thinking was, you know, that's not the only exit.
Sure.
So there was an employee entrance. Okay. And that was on a freight elevator.
Oh.
But at that point, there was construction in the back area okay that you wouldn't have been able to navigate had you been drunk or even sober because it was a mess back okay there. So they did do some, you know, like searching and stuff. They didn't find any signs that he had been there.
Okay.
So then there was another exit that was a fire, like for fires. Yeah. Fire. Mm-hmm. And the cops searched that. But the camera goes on if you mess with that door immediately.
Oh.
And it hadn't been triggered that it had been used.
And was that camera working that night?
Yes, it was working.
Okay.
It just hadn't been triggered.
Because, you know, sometimes when they're like, oh, we have the footage, yeah, except for that the cameras weren't working. So
yeah. And that was also with the employee exit, too. Okay. As well.
Okay.
So they were like, that's strange. And they watched the videos. And, you know, just seeing, like, if there was anything. What they picked up on was Brian was talking to those two girls for about 2 minutes. And they even had the Columbus police were also there.
Hmm.
So, you know, probably for security purposes.
Yeah.
But then he goes back into the bar. And that's the last time they see him. And they're like, what the fuck?
And, so, like, no one in the bar has any eyewitness accounts of this dude?
They did ask people. And people did remember him. They were like, oh, yeah, I saw him. But well, nobody had any concrete evidence.
Okay.
The two girls, they did. Everyone that had exited or entered, they actually found them.
Okay.
And talked to them to see if anyone had any information.
Okay.
They talked to the band because Brian had said right that he wanted to talk to the them band. And the band was even like, they don't really remember him.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. So
did he even talk to them?
So who knows?
Okay.
Who knows if they talked to him? And the
I feel like
exits,
you'd remember if someone was like fangirling all over you.
Yeah, and wanted right your autograph or something. I mean, who knows yeah what he wanted at knows that time?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I think he wanted at
okay
that point.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you later. It's okay. No, it's nothing crazy.
Theories.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they did bring in dogs to search.
Okay.
And they did the front. The dogs didn't pick up on anything, huh, but the employee exit, the dogs kind of picked up on something.
Okay.
But the trail was immediately lost as soon as they went outside. And they didn't find any signs that anything had been disturbed.
Okay.
Hmm. Which was so strange.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy.
So something I should mention was Brian had, and this is something that kind of plays into potentially theories, Brian had lost his mom 3 weeks earlier. She had died of cancer, and he was very close to his mom.
Oh, no.
So it seemed, for the most part, that Brian was doing pretty okay, but
you can be very much pretty okay from the outside.
Sure. And his mom was a nurse growing up, aww, and he said his mom being a nurse is why he wanted to be a doctor and get into medical school.
That's so sweet.
I know. And his girlfriend, Alexis, was also a medical student. That's okay how they met.
Oh.
So, I'm like, I should mention that at
3 some
point
weeks, that's pretty fucking fresh, dude.
Yeah. Oh. So, people were wondering if, like, he just, like,
maybe he had a little
breakdown over it. Yeah. Yeah. Which
would be completely
understandable. That's your mom.
Yeah.
So people were wondering if that had a role to play in it. But the thing is, too, is he had plans for the future.
Right.
I keep doing this with my hands. I'm sorry. So he had plans for the future. And a big thing, his mom, before she had passed away, bought him and Alexis a trip to Miami.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to leave April 2nd.
Oh.
And just keep in mind, this happened March 31st through April 1st.
Okay.
So the cops did say, hey, how about Alexis goes to the airport and see if Brian shows up?
Sure.
And she did, and he never showed up. And that was a big thing because that was the last gift his mom gave him.
And that's like a big deal.
That's a huge deal because that's also something. And it was alleged that he was going to propose to Alexis on this trip.
Oh, shit. So that's like a... Yes. That's another big deal where it's another like he's big not deal. Just going to miss that.
However, looking at his bank records, they had never seen he spent money on a ring. But him and Alexis had been planning on rings and stuff like that. So
maybe there was a... Like, it doesn't have to be traditional.
Sure, sure. No, it doesn't have to be traditional, but that was kind of something that was, like, interesting. And he also told his mom, like, before she passed away, like, you're the reason why I'm going to do good things with my life. So this isn't someone
who was planning on running away.
Yeah. He was planning on future things. All that.
And even if you were, like, in a drunken moment, like, I'm just going to run away. Then you kind of, like, come back to it, and you're like, oh, fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah, well, we all say dumb things and run into, you know, sliding glass doors when we're drunk. And it just didn't seem like he didn't have plans for the future.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that he would just be like, I'm disappearing. And then, like, where would you go?
Yeah. So some theories they had, because the dogs did pick up on, like, the employee exit, was they were thinking maybe he walked home and the area from that wasn't great, so he would have been an easy target.
Because he's drunk and people
Because he's drunk.
Maybe he got mugged. It was, like, a mugging gone wrong.
So the girls that he had left the bar talking to, everyone in this had said that he was, like, not that drunk.
Okay, so, like, he's not even, like, wasted.
Yeah.
So he's probably not making life-changing decisions even, you know, like,
no.
When you're a little bit tipsy. Like, it doesn't make
sense. Yeah, you're like, I want to become a doctor. And it's like, no, you're literally not. So that was, like, one of the theories is, like, maybe that happened. Something really strange that happened was they were asking Clint and Meredith questions. And Meredith passed a polygraph. Clint refused to do a polygraph, and he got a lawyer. And there was
Although I don't fault him for that.
No.
Because I would too.
No. But it is suspicious. It is something. I totally agree. Yeah. I think it's good. But it is a little bit suspicious. And after a time, Meredith was like, I'm sick of answering questions. I didn't do anything. So she stopped talking as well. And it was said that him and Clint were having some issues.
Like friend issues?
Friend issues. Like they had been arguing that night. But that's not confirmed. That could be like...
That's just hearsay.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and, like, over what? Like, is Clint gonna kill him over something? You know, like...
Yeah.
It seems like if they were having issues over something, it would be kind of more, like, known. Like, if
but
it
was something big. But how many times when somebody's having a fight are we like, oh, they're probably having issues, you know?
Sure.
Like, it probably was just, you know... And that's just one of the many theories. So, Brian's dad was just, like... You know, it was all dead ends. They had done all these theories.
His poor cops dad, couldn't agree. Too. Like, yeah. He just lost his wife, and now his son is missing? Like...
Wait for it. Gets worse.
The trauma.
So, he goes to, like, fortune tellers and stuff like that to figure out what's happening. Like, he talks to, like, mediums, all sorts of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given conflicting answers. Right. Some people say, Brian's alive. He just ran away. Some people are like, Brian's dead.
Oh, God.
One woman who he felt a really good connection to had said that Brian was dead, but she saw that he was underwater and he was around poles. Like,
poles?
Poles, like underwater. So his dad...
What do you mean, like columns?
Columns, yeah, like underneath something.
Oh, huh.
So there's a river that was going through Columbus, and it's called the Olentangy River.
Okay.
And Randy decided to search that area.
Oh, shit.
Because the cops weren't finding anything. There was no leads. Yeah. And at this point, he's desperate.
He's getting desperate, yeah.
Yeah, which I think...
Any parent would be.
Yeah, at that point. Like, if there's any chance I can find my son. So his dad was consistently searching these areas, and he almost drowned from searching them.
Oh, he's literally searching himself.
Himself.
I was thinking he's, like, hiring, professional scuba people. No,
him and Derek, his brother, Brian's brother, was Derek.
Oh my God.
And him and Derek are searching these areas.
How are they searching it? Like, are they literally like scuba diving?
Yes, on their own.
And they know how to do that?
Yeah, and Brian's dad almost drowns.
Oh my God.
So
shit's not
They're good. Searching, they're not finding anything. And it just kind of becomes a dead end. And then, I'm not laughing because this is funny. I'm laughing because this is horrible. In 2008, 2 years after Brian went missing, the Schaefer family suffered another tragic loss.
No!
Brian's father, Randall, who went by Randy, who had been searching, died.
How?
It was a work accident. He had, like, some stuff fall on him, and he tragically died. And whoa. He was only 55.
So did Brian have siblings?
Derek.
Oh, Derek. I was thinking Derek was the dad's brother.
No,
okay, got it.
No,
got it.
Derek was Brian's brother.
Oh my God, poor Derek.
I know.
He lost his entire family in a matter of years. Like, that's terrible.
Awful. This so poor something man. Really fucked up that happened was there was like a post on a news website about like Randy passing away and everything. And there were just a lot of comments, you know, like people giving their condolences, like Randy was great. And then there was a post that said, "You are a great dad. I will love you forever." Something essentially along these lines. I tried to search before we did this and it said, "Love, Brian."
No, it didn't. Some fucking asshole.
So cops were thinking, because one of the theories was that Brian had ran off because his mom had passed away and he wasn't in the right frame of mind. And so they searched into it, and it was some asshole in Columbus just that thought it would be funny.
That's not funny. I don't know why people think that shit is funny. It's not
never
fucking
funny. It's
like horrendous. Really detrimental to the family. Like, that because is so horrible.
Think about Derek, who's like,
yeah,
I lost
now
my mom.
He thinks there's
I
hope.
Lost my brother. I lost my dad.
Dude, that's so messed up.
Yeah.
There should be like some sort of jail time or something.
I 100%
like
agree, because like, you have to be a sick fuck.
Sorry, that's not funny. In what world is that funny?
What like, world is that helpful?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Did you, and I'm sure he got in trouble, so like, did you have fun doing that?
Was it worth it? Fucking douchebag.
So some theories that do exist were obviously that Brian ran off because like his mom had passed away and he was just upset about it, which, understandable. Like,
it just doesn't make sense, though.
But it doesn't make sense when he had plans
just,
for the
like,
future.
Stop my whole entire life and leave my girlfriend and leave my, like, medical school behind. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't make
sense.
And
Alexis was really helpful in, like, finding him and everything. And she even told people, like, Brian was the love of her life.
Aww.
And they recently interviewed her, and she was married and she had kids and stuff like that. And
aww.
She's like, I miss him every single day.
Aww.
And a big theory that existed, because during this time, the Smiley Face Killer, who we're going to have to cover very soon.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't find, you know, and the Smiley Face Killer, they thought, you know, wanted the attention, because typically he would find victims, he or she, we don't know, to this day.
Let's be real.
Let's be real, but let's be inclusive. The motive was, there was a big smiley face at all of these scenes of the crimes, and the smiley face killer tried to keep it so everyone could, you know, find the body.
Right.
It wasn't
so, like,
in their MO.
There was no body found, and there was no smiley face attached to said body. So, like, why would it be the smiley face killer? Like,
yeah.
Unless it was, like, maybe, I
don't
know.
It was
know that
the,
era
during
that time.
It was during that time.
Were they maybe like starting to kill people, and they hadn't like figured out their like villain era like thing that
you
they're
know,
doing?
And I don't even know if you that's know? The case, because I didn't look
like,
into
I don't
the
know,
smiley face
yeah.
killer.
So
but I get what you're saying.
We'll have to look into that, but it's like, how can it be the smiley face killer if it's not like the thing that they're doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That they're famous for.
Exactly. The smiley face signatures.
Yeah.
But to this day, if I have to put my money on
happened?
It, what I think happened, and this is not what happened, I hope they find him, is I do think he left out that freight elevator, and I think he stumbled home, and I think someone took him.
For, like, sex trafficking?
Or, Yeah. Because one other thing that happened was all of the trash cans, public and private, had been moved at that time, April 3rd, when the cops started looking, because April 1st was too soon. And, you know, after, you know, he didn't show up, they were like, oh, well, you know, you have to wait 48 hours. The trash had already been moved and sent to Tennessee.
Oh, they sent it to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did they ever search the...
No.
I mean, that's a huge project. Which I think
it would have been a huge project, but I think that would have been, like, if the cops were on top of it, I think they could have searched that. So I'm wondering if somebody did kidnap him, throw him in a trash can, and then his body was sent to...
It was just never found.
Yeah. And that's what I think happened personally. That's
crazy, yeah.
Because the dogs did pick up on the outside. I'm thinking maybe...
It's suspicious that, like, the band didn't remember him. When he was, like, specifically...
Well, a lot of people did remember seeing him, but nobody remembered, but like, what happened.
As a band, you're, like, packing up your shit, and there's, like, someone being like, hey, girls, I love the set. Like, I mean, coming from... I mean,
you and me remember anyone who says that.
I mean, being with Steven at all his gigs and stuff, when you're, like, packing up your stuff, and people will come up and, like, chat with you. Like, it's not that... Like, it's kind of, like, a couple people. It's never, like... a crowd of people, but like you kind of remember those people because they're like chatting with you as you're packing your shit up and leaving.
I'm wondering, here's because I told you my theory, I'm wondering if Brian was trying to get them to perform at his future wedding.
Maybe
that's what I thought, because I was like, maybe he was talking, because why are you wanting to talk
down with some employee, and there was like a like, you're too drunk, get out of here, like, fucking leaving. I don't know.
And the theory of him potentially disguising himself and going, because they saw some guy in an orange sweater who kept going in and out, and they're like, that's suspicious.
But and they never found that guy?
No, they did. He was a taxi driver. But who was going in to get people to take home. I know, like, but that's, home. Like,
so confusing.
It's just...
I don't know.
No, like... There's every theory no, has like, its place,
yeah.
But each theory has a, like, because how did he leave the bar? Like, they said he could have left through the trash chute, which they found out he didn't do, or he could have jumped off the second floor, but like, there were no reports, but there were no reports of people jumping down. You got to realize there was and cops also, there, too.
For a second floor, you'd probably sustain some sort of injury.
Yes.
I would think.
And there were cops watching it, too. So like, it's like, you're why would a little you bit
tipsy,
that?
You're jumping off a second floor. Like, no, dude.
But everyone said he wasn't even that drunk.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like it's some weird explanation that we're, like, you know, like, you always wonder, like, what happens with these kind of cases, and it's, like...
Well, because I covered Brittany random... Drexel 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
LOL, like, a month and a half ago. But, like, we covered Brittany Drexel, and that was one that just, like, stuff came to light. And, you know, this was also during that time, too, 2006. And I'm just hoping something comes to light.
It's just so strange.
It's such a weird story.
And there's no concrete evidence to tie him anywhere.
No.
Like,
there's so nothing.
What do you go off of?
Yeah.
Like, you can't go off anything concrete. No one has anything that is like, oh, he did this and he told me
that.
Oh,
it makes
you know?
Sense.
Like,
yeah, no, there's just none nothing. Of that.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
I know. That's why this story... is also
it drives me crazy,
but you know, like, you and me are trying to get into more cold cases, just so like if we but like honestly, if you know anything about what happened, please contact the Columbus police.
Yeah, any little
and they
minor
did
detail
they got
help.
As many people as they could that were leaving the bar.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are like, yeah, I remember seeing that guy, but like
you didn't have a conversation with him, or like,
yeah. Which I think is kind of impressive, because if you ask, like, if we went out, except for, like, you know, that night we went out for the bachelorette party, that was the last time I've really been out, you could show me 10 pictures of people and I couldn't have told you who we were with, except for, like...
The old people.
Yeah.
Because they were out of place.
And the guy was like, this is a dive bar.
This is a dive bar.
Just sent that to me the other day, I was laughing so hard.
What a douche.
Anyways, guy would not talk to, I don't know if we told this story, but some guy would not talk to me and my friends, but he would be like, this is a dive bar. And I'm like, yeah, they fucking serve whiskey sours at a dive bar. So
just, if you don't know how to make a whiskey sour,
just
say that.
Say it. I'll do it. Let me back there. I'll make myself one. But okay, so we're gonna post pictures of Brian. He's actually very good looking. I looked into it. I was like, oh, he's good looking. He looks really sweet.
Yeah.
But we're gonna post pictures on Instagram as we always do, and we're Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you want to tell us a story or like anything creepy that happened to you,
or compliment Denise's pants,
or compliment Kim's shorts,
or her peeling skin because Kim got sunburned last week.
You can hit us up at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on TikTok and Facebook, so any social media.
Social meds, just hit us up.
Yeah, social meds, I love it.
Okay, until next time.
Yeah.
Self-care yourself.
Always. Self-care for yourself. All right. Bye.